Life ticks on, but I feel like I'm not really living it. I'm certainly not at peace. I feel a cloud of confusion and resentment and anger, an overwhelming noise. It's my unconventional life. Click. I went to the woods because I wanted to live deliberately, to front only the essential facts of life, and see if I could not learn what it had to teach, and not when I came to die, discover that I had not lived. My name is Nigel McGuinness, and this is My Unconventional Life. It's a podcast, it's a journal, and in a way, it's an examination of what happened when I tried to love and be a parent outside of society's norms. But most of all, hopefully, it's an honest, unapologetic, and insightful journey into my genuine desire to be my most authentic, peaceful, and positive self in the world. Sponsored by no one. Every week, I detail my own journey as a parenting partner, a lover, and a friend. And occasionally, discuss my untraditional views and aspirations with other people too. Ultimately, though, it all comes back to one question. How do we best find and express love in the world today? How long will this last? I hoped that filing the custody, visitation, and child support agreements with the court would allow us to move on and let things go. But it hasn't. And I can't. Or I won't. In the same way, when I commit to my word, I commit to my feelings, to my beliefs. And I have felt this way before in certain relationships, but then we split up and went our separate ways and moved on. But in this situation, it's hard for me to see how I'll ever be able to do that. At least for a long time, by which time the resentment will be unbearable. It feels like this will stick with me forever. There are some categorical differences between the way that Eri and I see the world and how one should interact with it. And to be honest, I've trouble just being around her now. Because I haven't spoken my mind. And because I've caved every time and failed to stand up for my boundaries and the agreements that we made. I've given in to what I see as emotional blackmail. Well, 90% of the time. I just push it all down inside me. Certainly a recipe for mental health if ever I heard it. And it certainly makes our upcoming trip to England somewhat problematic and awkward. One of my best friends told me that I probably shouldn't be talking so openly on here about my life. But to be honest, I don't care. I think I'm living in denial that anyone even listens to it anymore. And then it's just me venting into the universe or living my right to free speech. Which is funny because this week I did actually get an email from a listener who I'd met at a show earlier this year where he kind of caught me off guard by telling me that he listened to and loved the podcast for the same reason I just mentioned. Because most of the time it feels like no one's really listening to it. But he wrote me this lovely long email sharing a lot of his life and experiences, and it really made me feel happy from a sense of community. I was listening to Alain de Botton on a podcast this week talking about the endemic societal programming in the West to aspire to be happy all the time, or positive. and that being depressed or unhappy is something that we should be ashamed of and to avoid at all costs, to look at it as a weakness. But it's so draining to live like that, because as humans, suffering is inevitable. And again, in this era of trying to show understanding of mental illness, the notion that we should always put a smile on things and never share how we're truly feeling, well, I think it leads to a culture of depression, deep down, hidden away. I think if you're real, if you share, it helps. Others as much as you. You know the phrase, a problem shared is a problem halved? Well, I'm not sure about that. If I share, oftentimes it makes me feel worse, which begs the question, of course, about why I'm doing this. But if I hear someone else's struggles and mental burdens, it almost always makes me feel better. Problems heard, someone else's, leads to problems lessened, your own. It reminds me of an idea that Dale Carnegie talked about in his book, How to Stop Worrying and Start Living, about how if a man could swap his burdens for an equal share of that of the world, he would most likely choose to keep his own. Now, it doesn't work ubiquitously around the world, but perhaps in the middle-class Western world, there's some truth to that. Anyway, I replied to the guy asking if I could mention the details of what he wrote and how I replied on here. So I'm waiting to find out. But I did meet a girl this week who mentioned something related, coincidentally, that there's a Facebook page called Humans of New York, where people apparently share their stories. And I haven't had a proper look at it yet, but you take a look. See what you think. Community. It's a nice thing. You know, I'm only sharing every second day or so when I'm home because I'm so busy. How's that for sharing? I'll see you next week. Well, that's another week gone, and everyone, a blessing. Every day, every moment. So, I appreciate you spending any of yours listening to this. Drop me a line to myunconventionallife2016@gmail.com if you have any comments or questions. And if you like the show and know someone else who might get something out of it, tell a friend. I will be back next week with a week's worth of thoughts and emotions and hopefully a little joy too. But either way, until then, wherever you are and whoever you are with, be kind to yourself and to others. Is perhaps the simplest way to make this world a better place. Hello.